Hello and welcome to the last of the award-winning gutters of this transfer window. Yeah, this phase, shall we say. We will resume sooner than we expect, I imagine, as the rumours again re-emerge well ahead of January. We can't leave a good, filthy rumour alone around gutter HQ here in Zurich. Josh is with me to look at the transfer window just gone, as is Paul Cope, as is Sajid Iqbal. Welcome back, Sajid.
Thank you.
I wanted to do the full sort of post-mortem on the window, but the window hasn't quite gone away because the Saudi window is open and the Saudis are banging on the door saying, can we have your Mo Salah, please, Liverpool? So we have to keep talking about this, I think. Well, I'm going to do it for the first part of this show. Josh, every day brings a new number that the Saudis are prepared to pay for Salah. It's hard to understand to what extent this is just bluster, PR, spin, being performative by the Saudis, or to what extent it's real. I mean, those who would argue that it's real will say, well, have actually spent an enormous amount of money on footballers, young and old, this summer, so it's best probably to take them credibly. Liverpool don't seem to be in a rush to do business with them, certainly not this side of the window because they can't do any replacing. But January will come around awful quick. Now, when I'm having discussions with people in the pubs and clubs around Liverpool, right, there's a lot of like, oh, no, we're not selling Mo. No, I mean, Neil will say, and he's not alone. No, no, if anything, we'd get him to sign a new contract. But he's an Arab footballer being tempted by being a major star in an Arab league, in a new burgeoning Arab league, ending with multiple times his current wage. And Liverpool Football Club are being offered money, which we're, they're talking numbers, probably double his market value. But at the very least, by next summer, with 1 year to go on a contract that he's unlikely to re-sign, Liverpool would have to be contemplating life without Mo Salah. I think it's naive and blinkered of us not to be having the conversation now. As much as I'd love to see him play for Liverpool forever, I just don't think it's a realistic prospect. And I think the end is in sight. Not this window, the semi-closed one, but maybe in the next one or the one after that.
Yeah, it's a strange one, isn't it? In that you don't necessarily know the way these things will go in football. You know, I always hark back to the Luis Suarez saga. He, you know, was absolutely intent on leaving to go to Arsenal that summer. There was all the sort of, you know, posturing around the release clause and the £1 over the release clause and things like that. And he ends up signing a new deal that suits him and the club effectively, because it's a deal that doesn't stop him being able to leave at the point that he does want to leave, which ends
he
up being
the
summer
same
after.
Money as the key.
Exactly, yeah. He gets the same money from the transfer. His wage probably goes up in that time. I think it's fair to assume as well. There's every chance that could happen here with Liverpool and Mo Salah too, and it would suit Liverpool to do that. Whether it would suit the player is probably another conversation, because as you say, this will be tempting for him as the biggest Arab footballer in the world to go to what is now the sort of coming force in Arabian football.